Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Everton's under-23s manager, David Unsworth, instead. Morning, Unsy.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me. We're going to talk about something quite serious, first of all, which is a brand new campaign which Everton in the community are launching. Home is where the heart is. This is all about supporting youngsters who have maybe got a problem with homelessness, maybe just need some time to reflect somewhere else. And Everton have taken some big strides here. Just tell us about the background to it, David.
Yeah, it came about where all our under-23 players go off into the community representing us, representing the under-23s most days, most afternoons in the twos and the threes. And I got together with Denise Barrett-Baxendale sort of pre-season, and I actually wanted for us all to, for the under-23s to focus on one real serious campaign where we could all get together and raise a whole host of cash and really sort of change what's happening in Liverpool. And I feel quite passionately about the homeless. We've done a lot of projects with the homeless, with the Whitechapel Centre in Liverpool over a period of a couple of years. And what we thought is that we could raise some money. We could buy a house in Goodison Road. And, you know, when social services after the age of 16, there's not a great deal of help for kids aged between 16 and 23. Obviously, that's the age group I'm working with every day in the job that I do. So we wanted to buy a house. We wanted to put three or four children, kids, young adults into this house who were off the streets, who were homeless, who need a second chance, a third chance, an opportunity to get back on the feet again. And we came up with a figure of a sustainable figure of running this house for 3 years of 230,000. So that's the plan. We came up with the name Home is Where the Heart Is. We're going to buy a house on Goodison Road, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to create a real legacy, and it's something that is going to be sustainable and something that, you know, we're fully committed to do, and we've said we're going to do it, and we're going to do it now. We've started the fundraising. We're up to about 40,000 at the moment. So it's something that everybody at the club, Everton in the community, all the under-23 players and myself and the staff are committed to do, and we just can't wait to the day to come and we can hand the keys over to Everton in the community.
It's an amazing project, this. And actually, obviously, you're working with the under-23 squad, and they're so privileged, these lads you're working with, aren't they, to be in their life, their environment, everything they've got that goes around them. And then, of course, you're trying to help a similar age group who have, you know, got nothing sometimes.
Absolutely, there's going to be a real connection there. It's the age group that the under-23s work with, you know, and we can work with a 16-year-old player, 17, anything up to the age of 23, and it's really important that we afford less privileged young adults. They are the same opportunity that we give our players. Our players get everything, and obviously that's quite rightly so because they're here at Everton. But, you know, we need to do this, and it's on our doorstep. This is happening on our doorstep, and this is what we're going to change.
How did you find that sleep out, and what did the squad think after it?
Well, at first it was, you know, everyone got together. It was great that we could do it as a team, as a squad. It was great that we could do it alongside the fans. We had a difficult night, and it was freezing. It was probably the coldest night so far of the year, minus four. But at the same time, as much as we were together and there was a jovial atmosphere at the start, quite quickly, you know, it was a serious issue because of the sheer temperature that it dropped to. And, you know, people do this for real. We had layers and layers of clothing on. We had sleeping bags, big coats. But these kids who are on the streets in Liverpool, they don't have that. They might be there for a week, a month, even for years. And we did it for one night. And there was a serious message when we all woke up in the morning that was a really tough night. And the awareness of our players and the awareness when we slept alongside the fans, it just brought home, it hit home that these people, these kids, these young adults do this for real every night.
Yeah, because there is this perception that maybe it's just older people who sort of get bracketed in this homeless category, but it's not the case.
Absolutely not, no. I mean, as soon as a 16-year-old turns 16, there's very little help there, and a lot of these kids, a lot of these young adults are forced to sleep on the streets. And, you know, how did he get back on the feet? How did he get that opportunity? How did he get the chance to, you know, rebuild their lives? This is happening on our streets. This is happening down the road from us. And it's got to stop, quite simply. It's got to stop, and we're going to do something about it.
Right, you can get involved in the fundraising. There's a Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/Everton_23s. You can get in touch with the club. You can get in touch with us. We'll put you through to the press team there that will help you if you do want to get involved and help out with it. But it's a brilliant, brilliant cause. So I wish you the best of luck with that one.
Thank you.
Just give us a couple of thoughts on some of the youngsters coming through. You had a presentation the other day, didn't you, for the six youngsters that have made the debuts this season, right through from Tom Davis, Mason Holgate, Kieran Dow, Matty Pennington, Callum Connolly and Jonjo Kenny. It's quite a bunch you've got at the moment there, Unzi.
It is. They're a good bunch. They're a great group of players. The majority of the players have come through together from probably the ages of 10, 11. There's real talent there. They've been afforded an opportunity in our first team. They train with the first team every day. And the top young players, we want more because I'm greedy like that. We want more, but these lads have got a great future ahead of them.
Have you got a golden generation? Does it feel like that?
It does, yeah, it does. And I think the academy and myself have said that for a number of years over the period that this group has got a real opportunity here to do something a bit special. And it's great working with them. It's a great challenge because the top players and you have to challenge them every day, and I have massive hopes for them.
And what are the challenges for the development of the likes of a Tom Davis or a Mason Holgate who've had that first team taste, and are playing under 23s, but have they sort of made the progression and almost feel like maybe they should be in first team football, if you understand where I mean? They're sort of caught in the middle bit there, aren't they?
Well, that's their challenge. Their challenge now is to get in the team every week. These boys, those six players that you've just mentioned, they train with the first team every day. They keep their match fitness up with me as and when the games are, as and when they need a game. But the challenge for them now, having broken through, is to now rack up the amount of appearances individually that I think they can all do, you know, 100, 200 appearances. That, you know, they're now recognised as young Everton players. Can they now get in the team week in, week out? That's their challenge.
Is this a critical stage within their development?
I wouldn't put stage out. You know, it's always critical. You know, there's different barriers that they've got to break through. They've broken through the first barrier, which is always the toughest, of making the debut. Now we're looking for a real consistency in their individual performance, and then having an effect on the team week in, week out. That's the challenge. That might take 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years. Who knows? The average age of a Premier League debut is about 22, 23 now. Mm. All these boys fall under that sort of category, under that line. So, you know, they're ahead of schedule, but at the same time, you know, that desire to want to play every week has got to come from within them, and that's their challenge.
Immense pride from you, I would have thought. You've cultivated them very well indeed. And just a quick word on Yannick Bolasie, absolute crying shame. You know, as a professional footballer yourself, you never suffered an injury of that scale, did you?
No, I was very lucky. I was very lucky. I didn't. We were all devastated to hear the news last week. On Yannick, he's a terrific guy. He's a top player, and the thing now with these serious injuries, they will come back. The players will come back, and they'll come back stronger and fitter for it. And we wish him a real speedy recovery.
Unzi, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks,
best of luck with the charity. Thank you. That's Everton's under-23 manager, David Unsworth. Just a reminder about the homelessness project they're running at the moment. They're raising crucial money for this. Home is where the heart is. Fundraising target of £230,000. They're trying to help young people who are homeless, who need somewhere to go. They want to buy a property near Everton. Somewhere where these youngsters can stay. They might have fallen out of the care system. They might need somewhere to stay. They're suffering a difficult time. The club want to play a part in sort of helping get them back into some sort of normality. So health services, well-being support, education programs, all that sort of stuff will be funneled, channeled through this house once they've bought it. And the fundraising target is £230,000. If you'd like to get involved, there's a Just Giving page and it's /Everton_23s. My thanks to David Unsworth.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.